You're listening to SBS News.
A sombre message from British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
There is no escaping the reality that these measures will cause severe disruption across our country for many months. The best scientific advice is that this will help us slow the disease and save lives.
Mr. Johnson warned that many families are going to lose loved ones before their time and described the COVID-19 pandemic as the worst public health crisis for a generation. The UK's chief scientific advisor, Patrick Vallance, says it's likely that the official UK figure of around 600 cases is probably a massive underestimation.
There are currently 590 cases that have been identified in the UK, and there are more than 20 patients on intensive care units. If you calculate what that really means in terms of the total number, it's much more likely that we've got somewhere between 5 and 10,000 people infected at the moment. We've identified 590. The same sorts of ratios will be true in other countries depending on how much testing they've done.
European soccer leagues, US basketball tournaments, school terms for millions of students, weddings, baptisms, funerals, nightlife and cultural events of all descriptions have fallen by the wayside with a swiftness that's becoming increasingly difficult to grasp. Many countries have imposed travel restrictions. US President Donald Trump's decision to ban all travel from Europe, with the exception of the UK and Ireland, has been strongly criticised by European leaders because of the disruption it will cause. But President Trump is unrepentant about his decision.
When you think of what happened to Europe, because it was very fast and very furious, and what happened is a lot of people went from China into Europe, and Europe suffered tremendously. You know, you see what's going on. And so I just wanted that to stop as it pertains to the United States, and that's what we've done. We've stopped.
Mr. Trump sought to calm fears of a market crash and says compared to other places, the US is in great shape and he wants to keep it that way. But world markets have tumbled overnight with the growing realization that there would be no fast end to the uncertainty. European markets closed on one of their worst days in history while an early fall of 7% on Wall Street triggered a trading halt but rose slightly after the Federal Reserve announced it would inject up to $2 trillion US dollars into short-term lending markets. The Dow Jones finally closed this morning with its worst fall since 1987. Timothy Anderson, the managing director of a Wall Street investment firm, says the next few months look grim.
So really the big concern right now for economic growth would be Q2 and possibly Q3, how long this virus disruption lasts and what the longer term ripples and repercussions through the oil and gas sector. Now the oil and gas sector, the jobs there, those are high paying jobs. So if you start to lose jobs in that sector, those are high-paying jobs with kind of ripple through repercussions in whatever communities those jobs are lost.
International Monetary Fund spokesman Jerry Rice admits they don't know what will happen in the weeks and months to come.
Under any scenario, global growth in 2020 will drop below last year's level, which was 2.9%. How far will it fall? How long? What's our forecast? It's difficult to predict at this point. Obviously, given the uncertainty, it depends, of course, on the spread, the propagation of the outbreak. It depends on the measures taken to respond and how effective they are.
Mr. Rice was speaking to an empty briefing room in a bid to prevent the virus spreading. The IMF told journalists to stay away and ask their questions and follow proceedings online. Deaths in Italy, the European nation currently worst affected by the virus, have topped 1,000 with more than 15,000 people testing positive. This resident of Rome says it's a sad situation.
Seeing a city like Rome deserted gives you sadness. But at the same time, I'm happy that it hasn't been decided to close down everything. Because until a few days ago, there was too much crowd around. But it sure is sad. This street is normally very crowded. We got out because we live nearby and we had to buy some food.
More than 127,000 people in more than 110 countries have been infected. The vast majority are in just four countries, China and South Korea, where new cases are declining, and Iran and Italy, where they are not. The spread has slowed so much in China that the government has sent a medical crew to Italy and offered surplus supplies to Iran and other countries in need. More than 4,700 people have died worldwide. Alan Lee, SBS News.